Good morning.
It's not morning.
It is someplace.
Holy crap, dude. My eyes completely locked in on the soundproofing shield thing that I've got my microphone in. And if you ever start going...
Chinchilla butthole.
Well, okay, chinchilla butthole is behind the pop screen. There's no good way of saying that.
Saying what? Chinchilla butthole?
Chinchilla butthole is behind the pop screen.
Yeah, you said it twice.
At least I didn't let my phone get hijacked.
I didn't let it get hijacked.
Yeah, you did. I'm assuming you weren't the one typing all those weird messages to me.
Yeah, but I didn't let it get hijacked.
It wasn't in your possession.
Yeah, so?
So you voluntarily let it out of your possession.
It was in my house. It's still in my possession.
So that's how that works. I feel like we were here a couple days ago.
We were. Huh. Exactly 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. By the way, I wrote a letter to you.
Oh, is it any good? Which letter did you write? There's only 26 to pick from in the English language.
I may or may not have gone with the Cyrillic alphabet instead.
I don't know how many letters in a Cyrillic alphabet. Is that 42?
No, that would be in the Douglas Adams alphabet. Actually, that sounds like a pretty kick alphabet. Am I sounding staticky tonight or am I sounding good?
You're still staticky.
Really?
Yep.
That's weird.
Well, now it cleared up.
Really?
Yes, really.
What the f***? How could it have just randomly cleared up?
I don't know, but when you first got on until now, it was staticky.
Dude, you may want to go through your settings and see what's going on with your computer.
It's not my computer, it's your computer.
It's not my computer. Why do you always
blame my computer?
Well, it's definitely not my computer.
Is it because I have a 5-day uptime?
You have a what?
A 5-day uptime.
You don't have a 5-day uptime. You have a 5-minute and 42 second uptime.
No, my computer has been up and running for 5 days, 11 hours, and 30 minutes.
Oh,
I thought you meant... It was last powered on February 8th, 2019 at 10:07 a.m.
I thought you meant TeamSpeak.
I don't leave TeamSpeak on all the time. Nobody does that. Nobody does that.
I know some people who do.
No, they don't. They're imaginary people.
No, they're Australian. Okay.
Well, yeah, they're upside down.
Well, neither of us has packet loss, so I'm blaming your computer and your 5-day uptime.
Nope. Can't blame it on my computer and 5-day uptime because when it happened last, it only had like a day and 11 hours of uptime.
That's still too much uptime.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know, in the last time I restarted my work computer, which isn't a stable macOS operating system?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
Oh, you're staticky poppy again.
Okay, see, it's all you.
Nope.
I did a 45-minute recording session with Urban and there was no static.
He didn't hear any static?
None came up.
Maybe he just tolerated it because he knew you were on the other side of the world.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're on the other side of the world from him.
That seems pretty locationist. Are you a locationist? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You know what it is? It's probably the tornadoes in your area that are affecting your connectivity.
There are no tornadoes in Oklahoma. Well, really? Okay, there haven't been any tornadoes in Oklahoma this month so far.
It's only been 5 days of the month. Did you have any last month?
I don't think so.
Are you sure, though?
No, the southeast part of the state may have had some, but my connection doesn't go through that part of the state.
Are you positive?
Yes, there's only one thing in the southeast part of the state, and that's one family tree with one branch that goes straight up.
Are you sure it goes straight up and not straight to the side?
Actually, I think at this point it's done a full U-turn. I seriously hope no one from the southeast part of this state ever hears this.
Why do you say that?
Well... That was probably the most evil thing I've ever said about anybody.
I don't know. There was that one time.
What one time?
I can't tell you about that.
You brought it up. You better tell me about it.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
I don't believe you.
Well, I forgot already.
Of course you did. Am I still staticky?
Yep.
How the hell am I still staticky?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to run a speed test.
Did we do this last time?
No, you ran a speed test last time.
Oh, well, I'll do it again, too. It's fast.com, not fast.net. Idiot. It's tonight. I'm only getting 76 megabits.
What's your ping?
29 milliseconds.
Okay. That's decent. I've got an 8 millisecond ping with a download of 736 and an upload of 939.
By download of 736, is that 736 kilobits per second?
No, that's megabits per second.
Ooh, speedtest.net is giving me 104 down.
Okay, our TeamSpeak server is in Texas, so do your speed test to Richardson.
Why would I do that? I don't care about Richardson.
Well, that's where our server is. So we're seeing how your connection is to where your audio is going before it gets to me.
What's the zip code? Because it's not close to me, so it's not popping up.
Let me check.
Never mind. I got it. I can just type in Richardson.
Yeah, I was having the one hand type because my keyboard is behind a big windscreen thing that's kind of making me dizzy again.
You can't reach around the windscreen thing?
I did reach around on the windscreen, but I'm still having the one hand type. Damn it. Can you quit setting me up for these horrible one-liners?
But they're so good. So is that a reach around with a chinchilla butthole?
I was reaching around beyond the chinchilla.
Oh, is this podcast still family friendly?
This podcast has never been family friendly.
Oh, good. Well, to Richardson, I'm getting 105 down. Any 21 millisecond ping.
Okay, to Fast, I'm getting 450 and 520.
Well, that's because Fast isn't hosted on AT&T.
Okay, fine. I'll go to someone on speed test that's not hosted by AT&T.
Was I supposed to say that?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it is your internet service provider, so, I mean, I'm not wrong.
That is true. Okay, so we'll go with these guys. Okay, so I'm testing to a company out in Bixby, Oklahoma, wherever the hell that is.
Nobody knows where that is.
Hell, I live here and I don't know where that is. Okay, so 13 millisecond ping, 506 down, and 884 up. Okay, I'll do one more test. Huh.
So is this a speed test episode?
I think so.
How boring.
Okay. What's the nearest speed test near you?
Probably Syracuse, New York, from Spectrum.
Okay, do you want me to do Spectrum, Time Warner, or Northland?
Either Spectrum or Time Warner, because they're going to be the same server. Also, Spectrum is still in New York.
Okay, so I'm testing all the way in New York. Holy balls. That's painful.
Is it really far away?
It's a 50 millisecond ping. I think I get a better test to London. Dude, I only got 380 down and 24 up. I blame your horrible internet.
Nope.
See, this is why this is the speed test episode. You keep defending horrible choices in internet.
Do you know what our other horrible choice in town is?
Absolutely nothing.
Almost. It's kind of worse than nothing because you'll still be paying for it.
Okay, what is it?
More details?
Oh, yeah.
So our other option is copper, DSL, through Frontier, and the entire, like, Waterville area is on an outage. It's currently March 5th. It went out yesterday. Yesterday, their time of estimated service restoration was the 21st of March.
Ouch.
And this is for copper. So, like, anybody with a landline phone is also out of service.
Ugh. That's painful to hear. By the way, I did a test to London just to confirm my suspicions.
Yeah. We're not in London.
Yeah, I know. But my speed test actually beat my speed test to Vodafone in London, beat my speed test to Syracuse, New York.
Well, I'm sorry that your speed test to Syracuse, New York goes backwards.
I feel sorry for you. Oh, by the way, the coffee website works.
I haven't talked to him. So what'd you do?
I don't know. I checked it on my phone and it worked.
It didn't work on my phone.
Now I've got to get Discord up and see if it works on the computer.
So did you order it?
Not yet. I have to look at my finances really quick.
Okay, fine.
Well, I also have to decide, am I going to order 2 ounces or am I going to order a full 1 pound bag?
You want the full 1 pound bag.
Right, but if I do a whole bunch of 2 ounces, then I can, you know, try different flavors.
But it doesn't have the same effect.
This is true. I've noticed that about samplers.
I mean, when I first found Fojo, I did go through and buy pretty much all their samplers.
The website's working. Yes, the website is working perfectly now. So thank you in advance for spending my money and giving me more coffee to review.
Hey, it worked. You're welcome.
Now, if you could buy me a Danny Trio, I'd be happy.
Whatever. I have to go now.
What, really?
A Danny Trio.
Yeah, a Danny Trio.
I'm going to buy me a Danny Trio before I buy you Danny Trio.
You know, I was going to make a trio of Danny.
Arm sized one.
Yeah, those are some really big pens, man.
Would you say they're part of the Pen 15 Club?
What?
The Pen 15 Club.
Dude, I had to turn my Leet speak on for a second to get that. Really? Are we back to Pen Island all over again?
No, just the Pen 15 Club.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you know, I guess I'll join you in the Pen 15 Club tonight.
I don't have a Pen 15. Ha 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 ha!